Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection, July 8th, 2020. And I have a word of encouragement for you and a heads up to watch out for some things. It's going to really help you get through this time. And I'm going to give you more information about what I released about the next few months. Maybe you've heard me speak on it a few times. But you need to get this in your spirit right now. Real excited for what is coming. And there is hope in the midst of this pandemic. So Lord, we ask that you would open the heavens now. I pray right now that you would impart the spirit of encouragement and joy. I pray, Lord, that you would open the gate of joy that you showed me. I pray, God, that you would bring about the things that are happening in heaven. Bring them on earth in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I did release a prophetic word in the month of July. Joy is returning to the house. I tell you, get that in your spirit. Put it on replay if you have to. Listen to it at night. I don't care. Get it into your spirit because the Lord gave me a word, and I'm not the only one saying things like this right now. In fact, I've talked to several prophetic people who have all gotten words about some shift happening in the month of July, and we've had different dates, but we all have this same type of thing happening. In case you didn't hear, Pentecost was May 31st, 2020. The Lord spoke to me the 777 word. Get this into your spirit. Help other people do the same. 7 days after May 31st was June 7th. And the Lord said at that time that he's releasing the solutions for the coronavirus. He's releasing it from heaven, both medically and supernaturally. Now, it's out there. I'm not sure where it is, but I know that the enemy's trying to bind this, trying to get everyone focused. Notice what happens immediately. Right after Pentecost, there was a lot of things happening in the streets, and there was a lot of different stuff, and I'm not saying it wasn't the right thing, a wrong thing. I'm just saying there's distraction against this thing that God wants to do right now and bring the healing. So the word is from June 7th is that there's a solution being released 7 weeks after Pentecost, which is July 19th. That's next week. A gate of joy is going to open up. Now, here's the thing about gates. This is not a blanket prophetic word. Whenever the Lord says that he opens up a gate or a doorway, you know, it's spiritual, it's metaphor, but it's a spiritual thing. That means you have to actually walk through it, as opposed to he's going to send like, rain on the land of blessing. Rain, you don't really have to do anything to get. A gate you have to walk through. So what's going on is you need to position yourself to walk through this. I'm already doing it right now. It's not a blanket prophetic word. And because we're in a storm against it, I'm recommending that you actually storm the gate of joy. I'm doing it right now. I'm trying to laugh as much as I can. I'm putting on worship music that's uplifting. I'm listening every day the same worship songs. It seems like, you know, you're a good, good father. Different ones. And I just get that in your spirit right now. So that's in my prophetic word for this month. You can catch that on my blog or on Spirit Connection. Get it down. Then, I tell you, 7 months after Pentecost, we're going to see something happen December 31st, and a new season's going to open up for us. So press in to get the joy. Position yourself for what's happening beyond that. And let me give you this. I'm just decreeing this one. Psalm 84:5. I'm decreeing this in the Passion Translation. How enriched are those who find their strength in the Lord. Within their hearts are highways of holiness. There's step into this place right now that God wants to turn your valley of tears into a river of joy and blessing. And I can't tell you how important it is to shift the spiritual atmosphere around you and over you right now. That's what I'm doing. I'm listening to worship music, the uplifting worship music. I'm decreeing who God is. I get Bible verses going all the time. I'm in prayer. I take communion. I take authority. And I come into agreement with others right now to shift the spiritual atmosphere. And you can do this. It's going to be a powerful time. Now, here's what's happening. We're in a storm. The coronavirus storm is pandemic. It's worldwide. Don't believe these words out there saying it's because of, you know, God's judging us over abortion or something like that. This is worldwide. It's happening everywhere. It's trying to keep us out of meeting together. It's trying to keep us away from what God is bringing. A worldwide storm. My advice, you got to hear this. This is the attack that's coming right now. Do not make any major decisions or moves in a storm. I'm not saying you can't, but get confirmation and wait if you can. But I would recommend this. And I'm seeing right now, it's an attack at a high level. And, you know, because it's going to lift. It will lift. But I'm not saying you can't. In fact, I know some people who are making some changes in the midst of the storm. They're moving, they're relocating, doing some stuff, but they got confirmation the Lord's in it. But I'm just saying right now, be careful with sudden shifts, sudden moves. And right now I believe that the enemy's trying to deceive at levels I've never seen before. So be careful that you don't believe some of the false words that are out there right now. In fact, the enemy is releasing high-level false words and false dreams. The Lord spoke to me about this. Matthew 24, he talks about the spirit of false prophecy coming out in the end time, where we are right now. The spirit of false prophecy. In fact, Matthew 24:24, Jesus said this, for false messiahs or false Christ will arise. False prophets will appear and perform great signs of wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. That means that this level of false prophecy requires discernment right now. And the enemy is releasing dreams. It's what I've seen. I saw it happen. And then some people sent me some prophetic words, you know, on YouTube about us going down, you know, in September through November and things like that. That's not true. In fact, this is the time right now. Watch out for false words, false dreams. You'll recognize them because they violate the love of the Lord. They violate the different things. They get you into fear where there's no hope. And they'll get you out or get you maybe cut off from relationships or your chance to reconcile. This is personal false dreams and words. They involve pain and not healing. They'll say that you're going down. You know, maybe the bigger ones about the government is going to crash. The elements of truth are in there, but that's how it works. There's elements of truth, but it gets taken out of context. And I'm saying right now, some of these dreams and words I've been seeing posted around, I believe that they're intercession dreams. And so there's elements of truth in them, but somehow, you know, the parts of that dream or the parts of that word have come true. But then there's that second half of it that talks about destruction. And that's the part you'll recognize these things. You will. God will give you the ability to recognize them. God does nothing without first telling the prophets and people who are prophetic. He will. All the prophets I do, including myself, are not seeing destruction coming. So the word of the Lord right now, listen, he's going to give you the discernment to get through this time. You'll know it. Watch out for those sudden shifts. So get this in your spirit. In fact, in one of my previous podcasts, I was recommending that you listen to Good, Good Father. And there's different versions of it out there. I just can't remember who wrote that song. I'm really sorry for that. But I've been listening to the one on YouTube and Bethel Busick, you know, Good, Good Father. And just getting that because you're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. I've been listening to it every single day. In fact, YouTube pulls it up first thing. Hey, what, I want to listen to this again? Okay. I've been listening to it over and over because you got to get this in your spirit. The Lord told me to. Luke 11:11. Look at this. Luke 11:11. Which of your fathers, if your son asks for a fish, would give him a snake instead? Or if he asked for an egg, would give him a scorpion? If then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give you the Holy Spirit who asks him? Now, The context of this is the giving of good gifts. It's who the Lord is. And it's also, you can recognize something in the midst of this. Now, notice Jesus talks about this. In Luke 11:11, he says this. He says, who would give, if you ask for a fish, would get a snake. If you ask for an egg, would get a scorpion. Prophetically, these are the two attacks that's coming right now. The snake and the scorpion. Because he's mentioned, Jesus talks about the snake and the scorpion several places. He gives us power over it. It's interesting that in the area where he's talking about the good father, the giver of good gifts, he talks about the false that would come in. The snake is deception. We see it in the Garden of Eden. And also, the scorpion is the attack from the past, that stinger that comes up, or it comes out of the blue. So right now, be aware of deception, trying to get in there, trying to say this is the Lord, and also it'll bring up things from the past or a sudden attack. Here's the good news. Luke 10:19. Write it down. Luke 10:19. I've given you authority to trample over snakes and scorpions and to overcome the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Interesting. This isn't even in the same area where he said about who would give you a snake and a scorpion. He talks about it in several areas. Jesus talks about getting authority over snakes and scorpions. Nothing will harm you. And so this is the attack of the past. A scorpion stings from the past, comes out of nowhere. The snake brings deception. And I recently went through this. I had someone close to me suddenly, out of the blue, release a painful attack out of nowhere, the scorpion. And then they said it was the Lord, the snake. And I'm just saying right now, it took me a few weeks to overcome that. And I'm a signs prophet. That means what happens to me is a sign. It's like similar to Ezekiel 24:24, I think it is. I can't remember if that's the right verse, sorry. But it's what happens to Ezekiel happens to the world. And that's a type of prophet I am, is a sign. So watch out for this. Watch out for false words and false dreams. They'll try to get you out of God's timing. They'll try to get you to move or change too soon. They'll tell you that things are going to go down, especially the ones about this coming this year and the COVID-19 and things like that. Watch out for the painful attacks that come out of nowhere, maybe even from the past, saying it's from the Lord, but it violates all the principles of the love and reconciliation and the fruit of the Spirit. Now watch out for the attack of the snake and the scorpion. But the Lord has given us authority to trample over these things. He gave you the ability to rebuke your storm, and he gave you the word that will allow you to overcome. And we are going to recover from this mess, the coronavirus. We're going to get through it. And so, Lord, we ask that you would give us the power and authority to stand in the storm, rebuke that storm. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. COVID-19, loss of jobs, loss of lives, loss of the ability to meet together. We rebuke the storms, and we ask now you release from heaven to earth the anointing over the coronavirus that cures things that we need right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, be encouraged, friends. Watch for the gate of joy to open up in the midst of this storm. And also, hey, I want to let you know about a master class I'm running right now. It's how to develop products and online courses masterclass. First one I've done of its kind, and it'll help you to be able to operate online. DougAddison.com/develop. Also, get ready this month. I'm doing a special training. It's called the Seer Gift, how to activate your prophetic vision. Mark your calendar. In fact, you can sign up for right now, July 25th. It's 10 to noon. Registration officially opens in a bit, and we're going to keep that early bird special going. And if you register before July 11th, I think you save $5. But just go to DougAddison.com/seer. It's going to be a powerful time. Be sure to pick up the Doug Addison app at the Google Play or Apple App Store, and you can also follow my daily prophetic words. And I'm excited for what's happening. I'm encouraged for what's happening. So, hey, stay with it. Don't believe the lies that are out there. God will change your storm. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.